Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
When you wake up, call listeners for this one, 916-766-1065, or you can text us 73389. What is something you have a ridiculous amount of, like an unreasonable amount of one thing somewhere in your house? Maybe you've been collecting it for a while. Maybe you were collecting it, forgot about it. We want to hear from you, 916-766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389. This kind of spawned because behind the scenes we were talking about this of things we kind of accumulate and collect over time. One of the things Gavin says that he has a stupid amount of, DVDs.
I do. I've got two big towers.
They're like bookshelves for CDs.
Yeah, they're like DVDs. They're like cabinets almost.
Yeah,
and I have them on either side, and they have five shelves, but that wasn't enough for
either
me.
Either sides,
Rain,
of what?
Either side of a TV.
Got it.
Upstairs. And the fact that they had five shelves and they're big, they're like maybe 3 feet wide, that wasn't enough to house all my DVDs.
Oh, wow.
I had to improvise and buy, because it was IKEA, half shelves, and I installed half shelves on top of the full shelf so that each level could have two rows of DVDs that I could see because I have so many. And guess how many I watch?
Zero.
Because nobody watches DVDs anymore.
Nobody watches DVDs.
So why do you hold on to them?
Well, because most of them, it's the kind of thing where it's like, okay, I will probably never want to watch this movie again.
Yes.
However, if I did,
you could stream it.
For a price, I could stream it, and I don't want to pay for it again.
Okay.
I have it.
I'm kind of in the same boat with him because I can't get rid of my CDs that I've been collecting since I was like 12 years old.
You still have them all.
I still have them all.
You probably
to me,
have
that's
hundreds.
So much worse. For some reason, that's worse.
Well, and I don't
it's an older
to
technology.
And like, how many CD players you got in your house?
I have one in my car.
Yeah, when was the last time you put a CD in it?
That's not the point. The point is,
like the point a little bit.
Lots of text in at 73389. A lot of people have crazy sock collections. Feels like a lot of people are texting in socks. My girlfriend has over 10 slippers and only wears her Crocs.
we have an overabundance of mismatched socks, but every once in a while, my husband, because they all just go to basket, and then every once in a while, my husband just throws the basket away and goes, "We're buying new socks."
Wow!
Someone texted in. I have a large amount of Stitch items. He's my favorite Disney character.
Oh, you're the one.
Oh, that's weird.
Some would say it's a problem. I say it's a lifestyle. 916-766-1065. Mo from Sacramento. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So, what is something that you have a ridiculous amount of?
I have a ridiculous amount of screws. Every type of screw you can ever imagine. I've been installing office cubicles for the last 20 years.
Okay.
So I never throw them out because you might always need a screw. My wife absolutely hates me because she finds them in the washer because they're in my pockets.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But that clinkety clanks is
exactly.
So annoying.
But I've got giant pickle jars full of random. I've got more screws than any Lowe's or Home Depot anywhere around.
Okay, but now that you have pickle jars, plural, don't you feel like you could just stop?
Never.
You know what else I love about your screw collection is that you also have committed to eating lots of pickles in order to house it.
Yes, absolutely.
916-766-1065. Lily, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. What is a big collection that you have? Something you have a ridiculous amount of?
We have a plethora of porcelain doll faces, not even the whole head.
Okay.
Not even the head?
That gives me chills.
I mean,
it is terrifying.
That's haunting. Why do you have that?
My mom works in estate planning, and so when we go through collections of like, old people's things.
Oh my God!
So they are the half doll faces of the dead?
Of dead people's.
Yep.
Okay,
exactly.
This is how horror movies start.
It really is.
They figure it out halfway through the movie.
That those were actually molded off of human dead faces.
Oh, my God. Well, what about you? Yeah.
What about me?
Well, you must have too much of something.
Yes.
You must have too much of everything.
I mean, I have too many tote bags.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A promotional tote bag cannot come through here without Katie going, this is a nice bag. I'm going to take this home. I'm sure she's got one from the movie Rampage starring Dwayne Johnson
right.
and all kinds of stuff.
I'm sure you have tote bags inside tote bags to hold on to them.
This is a nice bag to hold all my bags.
Yeah.
I have too many spices.
Oh, I agree with that.
Okay, but you are a good cook.
Mm.
I am not a good cook.
Right.
Nor do I really use anything except garlic powder, onion powder, garlic salt.
Wow, delicious.
What do you use arrowroot for? And why do I have it?
Arrowroot is what you use in your witch's brew. That's a potion thing. You also have wolf's bane or something like that? Oh, you know what else I have too much of? Coffee mugs.
Mm. That's everybody.
Why do we have so many coffee mugs?
For some reason, we keep giving them to each other as gifts. Not just us, just society.
Yeah.
We keep getting them for free.
Yeah.
And we never look at it and go, I don't need this mug.
That's true.
But guess what? We don't need that mug.
We don't.
No.
I use maybe 4 coffee mugs, 5 maybe. And that's all I need.
Yeah.
And I have easily 3 or 4 times the amount.
You guys have a lot of plastic cups, too.
Like Tupperware?
No, like kids' cups.
No, we don't. It seems like we do. We actually don't have enough.
But what?
We don't. Are you talking about like sippy cups for kids, for little kids?
Or even ones that don't have a lid.
Like regular cups?
Just plastic, like crappy plastic cups.
Oh, we only have 3. I know for a fact.
I'm
going to
take a picture of those the next time I'm over there.
One's a Halloween one.
I put this up on Facebook. Mohammed says that he has over 100 pairs of shoes.
Oh, that is a sickness.
Natalie says eyeshadow palettes for some reason, which I can totally relate to. And for some reason, you just keep getting palettes that, for the most part, have all the same colors in them because you are an autumn.
Right.
Emily says Band-Aids. We have the exact opposite problem at my house. Couldn't find a single one.
That makes me think if you have an abundance of Band-Aids, that makes me think you do not have kids, because kids view Band-Aids as A, stickers. B, an instant cure for any ailment.
Mm-hmm. She said it's probably her weirdest impulse buy.
Band-Aids.
Yeah. Amy says Tupperware lids. Obvi. Jessica says gallon Ziploc bags. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Mixing bowls. This one I could relate to. 24-ounce Starbucks tumblers.
24-ounce.
A lot of people are texting in Starbucks cups. A lot of people collect Starbucks cups for sure.
I feel like that's a wise investment.
For what reason, bag lady?